Mishnah teaches halacha that if the owner of a korban pesach is nifter, he passes away before he's able to offer the korban pesach, but after he's already decided to bring it, it can no longer be used as a korban pesach, and the son may bring it, but can only bring it as a korban shlamim. The Gemara clarifies this further from a case quoted in the Tosefta. Now, the Tosefta has some debate around it, how to explain it, but in the end, it's explained to be a case, it's proven to be a case when the case was that the father was passed away, he was nifter, but he was nifter after chatzos. We know that the korban pesach, the requirement for the korban pesach kicks in the minute that chatzos kicks in, and therefore, in the case where the father, where the av was nifter after chatzos, later than chatzos, the korban pesach actually remains a korban pesach. Korban Pesach, it no longer loses its status and becomes a shlamim. And in this case, in fact, it's brought by the son, despite the fact that he is now in aninus, he's now mourning his father's death. That's called aninus, since the Korban Pesach status and his registration on it had happened first. First it was Chatzos, Korban Pesach kicked in, the son was registered on it, and then some minutes or hours later, the father was nifter. This otherwise would not be permitted, as the Mishnah stated, that the Pesach does not remain a Pesach after the father passes away. The source for this halacha, that an onein is an individual where the death has just occurred, and that person is now in a state of more intense level of mourning, that's called an onein. This person does not bring korbanos in general. That comes from a drasha, quoted in the Gemara Masechta Zvachim Daf Tzadik Testament B's. The Torah says in Sefer Vayikra Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph, "Im zevach shlamim korbano, shlamim zevach korbin shlamim zevach shlamim korbano." If it's going to be a shlamim, a peace offering, so says Reb Shimon, shlamim. The word shlamim keshehu shalem mevi. If he wants to be able to bring a korban, he has to, his status, the person who's bringing the korban, has to have the status of the korban itself. The korban is shalem, he has to be shalem. And if a person has just had a loss and is an onain, then they are not shalem, therefore they cannot bring a korban shalem. The language of the Gemara is also reflected in Moed Katan Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. That section of Moed Katan deals with many of the laws that come from Hilchos Avelos. This is Rav Moshe Feinstein's point. Rav Moshe says this in Chidushim and Kodshim, Chelek Zayin Anaf Beis, that the psul, the whole validation, is not on the korban, but on the person, only that a korban cannot be without an owner. Therefore, it's called nifsal b'di'eved, it is invalid. Our Gemara proves this point because of the korban pesach that overrides the aninus, that only kicked in after the obligation of the korban pesach, after chatzos, which gives this korban Balim, that gives us korban owners who can now offer the korban pesach. So the Daf Aladav quotes a beautiful diuk, a beautiful insight from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It says in Parshas Korach, Bamidbar Yud Zayin, the pasuk says about Moshe Aaron, Vayava Moshe Aaron el pnei ohel moed. Yet a few prakim later, when in Parshas Chukas after the Paraduman, we have the story there in Perachah, Vayavo Moshe Aaron mipnei kahal, and they're thirsty. So what does it say? They come el pesach. So the first one was Pnei Ol Moed, and the second one was Pesach Ol Moed. What's the difference? So Chaim explains the difference is that in Parshas Chukas, that was the moment where Miriam dies, and now there's no water to drink. And Moshe and Aaron were in Avelos. It was their sister. The Midrash brings, because Baruch Hu rebuked them, because you're in mourning, the nation should die of thirst. You guys got to get to work. You got to get active. You can't just sit around. Therefore, it says, Ad Pesach Ohel. That's why it says they only went up to the entrance of the Ohel as a reflection of the fact that they were in mourning. The last point here, which is the words of Rashi on this concept of the Shlamim. Rashi says, Shalem. What does it mean, Shalem? Person has to be Shalem. Shalem bida'ato shebeit shiva miyushevet alav, in a miyushevet alav, which means that this, we're talking about the person's state of mind. That when a person is in Shiva, when a person is in Shiva, they are not going to have this state of mind. So the person is, so to be able to focus on sending a korban. Therefore, it has implications for Avodas Hashem. In general, to grow, we need to create or find those environments that are going to enable us to grow, to have the focus to the Avil rightfully is meant to pause in their vote and mourn their loss. Avodas Hashem is not just a function of our inner state of being, but about the context around us, which can inspire us, Bezrat Hashem, to even greater heights of our worship and service and connection to relationship with Hashem.